And Maine's college students were sent home last month to limit the spread of the coronavirus. But some, including Yihao Yang, have remained on campus. Yang is from China, and he's a senior at Bates College in Lewiston. He says COVID-19 forced him to make some hard decisions over the past month.
My name is Yihao. I'm from China originally. At Bates, I'm a major in economics, a minor in math. I think for most international students from China or Korea, coronavirus actually starts back in January, especially for students from China. We have a kind of uncertainty and anxiety, worry about like family back in home in China, and worry about like what is going on, especially during the week, 1 week before our class got canceled. Everyone just like couldn't focus. It's kind of chaotic during that time on campus. I was like confused during that time. It's like, I'm not sure whether should I go back to China or whether should I stay here, because there's a lot of risk for either way, right? So I end up deciding to just kind of stay here since Bates offer us to stay on campus. So I do believe that it's kind of a safe place. Definitely a tragedy for senior class this year. Because I've been to other graduation for my friends before. I just feel upset that I cannot have that moment to celebrate together. Cannot have the moment to share those kind of happiness with my family too, because my parents were planning to come here. So it'll be different. The most concern is like, will the recession come after this? But I talked to some alumni who have been through the, you know, the financial crisis in 2008. So I think things will be getting normal, but just took time. I still have this kind of positive attitude. So it's just like short-term thing. And once we get through this, things will be better. There'll be more opportunities for sure. So just I have to be prepared when opportunities come.
That's Yihao Yang, a native of China and senior at Bates College. Robbie Feinberg produced this story. If you or someone you know has something to share about life during the pandemic, you can write to us at tellmemore@mainepublic.org.